Do you want to live a beautiful life that reflects the truth of who you are? Be bold and courageous as you step into your heartfelt desires. How does trusting yourself fully and connecting with your soul's purpose sound? The Unplanned Mom Podcast is a potent mix of real life stories, practical spiritual teachings, and a community to help guide you for eternity. This is the place for inspiration with down-to-earth tools to help you pivot and continue to live your best life beyond your wildest dreams. Here we honor your deepest authentic truth, embrace motherhood, talk all things money, mindset, and most importantly, miracles. So are you ready to say yes to all of this? If so, then let's dive in. I'm your host, Ashley Bush, and I have been praying for you, and I cannot wait to get to know you better. Let's go. Hey friends, it's Ashley here from the Unplanned Mom School podcast. Welcome back. And if you're new here, I'm just so excited to welcome you to this space that we are creating. And it's really just built around love. Just to keep things very simplistic, it's love. And I recently heard somebody describe love as letting others voluntarily evolve. And it's really stuck out with me because, you know, how often do we try to push or paw to make things go our own way? And, you know, I'll be honest, today's been really a rough day and a day that I was not planning to record, but some reason or another, I feel just drawn and led to recording this today because it's really been a hard day. And the day started off really hard. And I feel like there's just so much heaviness. And, you know, we're all evolving. And it's just a process. I know I talk about this if you've been listening to us for a while, but it's really a process. And the point of this is to just, I think, to remind myself and to remind you, and again, just this heaviness that I'm feeling just in the world. And I know I'm an empath, so any fellow empaths that are listening, you're probably feeling it too. And so it just was a rough day. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on, and you know, death has a way to really kind of shake us at our core. I learned that somebody passed away overnight that is really near and dear to one of my good friends. And, you know, death of a relationship, real life and death, you know, I believe that births are amazing and just such a gift from above. And death, as I get older, I think can have some blessings and lessons in and of itself. So that's kind of a tongue twister, wasn't it? But I want to share a few scripture readings. And, you know, I talk about preparing us for eternity. And again, just voluntarily, you know, us, you know, where we're at, no matter where we're at in this journey with Christ or the universe, but really it's Christ and getting to know Jesus and just trusting that God has this bigger plan. And as much as I want to control or force my will on things that I literally have no control over, the only thing that I can control is myself. And I think that's the message and the reminder to you as well. So no matter what you're facing, whatever hardship you may be walking through, maybe you're watching a loved one go through a really tough experience, you know, to just know that we are exactly where we're supposed to be. You know, I saw somebody this morning and we were chit-chatting and she kind of made the comment that she thought that she should be further along in her relationship with God, and her husband was much more spiritual than her. And I said, you know, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. I mean, we all go through this process in our own way. And that is by design. God has us walk this path, not by accident. You know, it's these mishaps and things that happen in life that just build us up and make us learn and grow and challenge us and push us in ways that we could have never dreamt of and in ways that we never would push ourselves to experience on our own, but yet he will do it for us. And because he ultimately knows what's best. So I want to share, I pulled up a few scriptures because again, you know, I think we just have to be reminded that there is a greater purpose beyond all of this. And so if you don't have a purpose, if you are struggling to wake up and know or feel blessed that you're just, you know, that you're, it's a blessing to just wake up and that we have, all we have guaranteed is today. Today is the only absolute guarantee. Right now in this moment, you're here and this is the only guarantee. And, you know, I've listened to people and one person I know, she always just says she's blessed by the best and she wakes up every single day. And that's her basic prayer, you know, just waking up and knowing that she's blessed by the best and just has a really great attitude as she goes about her day. So I want to read Psalm 27, verse 14. I have been reading the Message version of a Bible. I've never really been a big Bible reader and I've always had a hard time understanding the Bible, if you will. But luckily I've had some friends that can quote scripture out very easily. And one of these days I may get there, but I'm not able to recite those things. And I'm understanding and learning why. Because as I go through really tough times and hard times and getting that news today and hearing of relationships dying and things just happening in the world, I'm finding comfort in God's word. And so that's what I'm hoping to just share with you today. So if you're here, Psalm 27, out of the Message, it's actually verse, it says 13 through 14. So I'm really going to read as 14 here. And it's, stay with God, take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God. I'm gonna read that one more time just so it really can just let that sit with you. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God. And so for me, when I read this, it reminds me that no matter what's going on. So I was looking up quotes for encouragement because I think we can easily get lost and go down the spiral and stay in the place of almost a feeling of despair when bad things are going on. And I'll be honest, you know, I've had a lot of really, you know, hard life things kind of thrown my way lately. And I've been really sad. I'm acknowledging my sadness as I grieve some different parts of my life. And just feel that I think that there's so many of us that are going through this exact same thing. And so, you know, as my friend has lost a loved one, I know other family members that are losing a loved one to memory loss, Alzheimer's, watching people just fight and claw and not even claw, but they're just fighting. And you know, the people that I see that are really sick and know that things are going to get better, their faith really inspires me. And so I just hope that these words of encouragement that I found in the Message somehow resonate with you and your soul with where you're at right now, because goodbyes, endings, whatever you're releasing right now, it's therapeutic. And remember that this too shall pass. It's not going to be like this forever. And if you are feeling pain, I think it's the most wonderful thing to feel the pain, because I've gone through times in my life where I didn't allow myself to feel pain or anger even. I kept trying to push forward and act like everything was okay and didn't have the strength probably within myself to just even say out loud, let alone to myself, that I was so angry and hurt by different things in my life. And right now, today, I can tell you that those feelings are valid. They don't define you. You aren't those feelings. And so your thoughts aren't your feelings or whatever it is. I can't even think of the exact word on that, but, or quote, but you are who you are. And I have found for myself, just going through something really, really difficult, is that whenever I've just kind of accepted what's going on or my feelings, like my deep sadness that I've been experiencing, as I've talked about, when I finally acknowledge that, yeah, I've been really, really sad, and I said it out loud to a couple close friends and my mother, there was almost like a shift happening. I think just kind of putting light onto the situation. And, you know, being vulnerable and talking to other people that truly want what's best for me, that truly love me no matter what, is such a blessing. And so I have been fortunate enough to really make some new friends through my church and get involved in a group. And these ladies have just been just instrumental in my growth. And I'll tell you, I really didn't think it was the right time to join and to do this and to get started. But it's 2 times a month that I meet with these women. And right away, I've had a connection. And I feel like I'm going to have lifelong friends. But my point is that we're going through life together. And we're talking. And we're being honest. And we're being vulnerable. And I think when we're going through life and life is happening, planned, unplanned, a lot of unplanned moments, right? It's easy to kind of seclude or sequester ourselves and try to do life alone because we feel like others won't understand. Or, you know, maybe you've had a friend for many years, but you guys are on two different trajectories and it's, and you just don't relate to one another anymore. And so finding new friends as you're an adult is really hard. I mean, it's extremely hard, but I have found that God is just so amazing at providing us with friends and relationships at the absolute perfect times in our life when we least expect it, and when we pray and ask and kind of open ourselves up for different people to come into our life. And I think just come to the realization that some relationships in our lives have run their course, that you know, it kind of goes back to what I was saying at the very beginning, that we kind of, we start to push our will onto other people and try to make things work when it's not mutually beneficial or healthy for that matter. And so staying true to God's word and trusting yourself, which is ultimately learning to have faith in what God wants for you, is going to be extremely freeing. And I hope that this message today is really encouraging. So it's going to leads me to the next quote or scripture I would like to read from you. And it's Psalm 31, verse 24. And it says, "Be brave, be strong, don't give up, expect God to get here soon." So again, be brave, be strong, don't give up, expect God to get here soon. God is here. God is here and God is for you and God is not against you. And so again, we have to be brave. We have to be strong and we have to walk into things that, again, we do not want to happen. We don't want to experience hardships. We don't want to experience loss. We don't want to experience pain. We don't want to experience mourning, anger sometimes, rage, whatever it is. We don't, these feelings sometimes can make us so uncomfortable, and our brain will do everything in its power to protect us to not experience these things. So put on your armor and just remember that God wants you to be brave and be strong and do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. Because you know deep down inside what you need to do. And sometimes that requires hurting or really stepping out of your comfort zone. Maybe it is to set a new boundary for yourself, to protect yourself. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, I speak to Alicia Fucci. I can never remember how to pronounce her last name, but it's a great interview. And she is a life coach, but she talks so vividly about her boundaries and the overwhelming sense of peace that she's brought by defining her core values. And her faith is a big part of her, but defining her core values and boundaries, and has noticed that she's much happier when she's got her boundaries in place. And her children have watched her evolve and learn how to take care of herself and are emulating the same thing. So I don't know about you, but that That sounds like heaven and is something that I am striving for each and every day. So if you haven't checked out that last episode, it was episode 14. Be sure to give that one a listen because she's just got such amazing advice in there. So, but really the reminder is for you to be brave, be strong, don't give up, and expect God to get here soon. So everything that you're going through will eventually pass. And as I like to remind women that I work with one-on-one, you know, think back to a time in your life where something was so difficult that you were going through and you didn't know at that time how you were going to get through it, but you just did. You did it. And extract those lessons that you learned, pull out that strength, because that inner warrior, that lioness that's in you, she's still there and is going to help you get through whatever it is that you're going through. So don't give up. Okay, so the last scripture I would like to read to you is from Romans chapter 15, verse 1. So this one's a little bit longer. And this is really kind of, this verse is to, it's more or less a way to live in the way that Jesus did. And I have found that by serving others, it really just fuels my soul. And I think it will help you as well. So, okay, here we go. Romans chapter 15, verse 1, from the Message. Those of us who are strong and able in the faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter, and not just those who is most convenient for us. Strength is a service, not status. Each one of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? And I'm going to go on just to read a little bit more, because it says that's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles, but waited right in and helped out. I took on the troubles of the troubled, is the way Scripture puts it. Even if it is written in Scriptures long ago, you can be sure it's written for us. God wants the combination of his steady, constant calling and warm personal counsel in Scripture to come to characterize us, keeping us alert for whatever he will do next. May our dependability, oh my goodness, I'm going to probably keep this in here. See, I'm human. I get tripped over my words. Okay, may our dependably steady and warm personal God develop maturity in you so that you can get along with each other as well as Jesus gets along with us. Then we'll be a choir, not our voices only, but our very lives singing in harmony in a stunning anthem to the God and Father of our Master Jesus. Okay, so I read 1-6 there in the Message. I just felt the urge to keep reading that because I think of being of, to me, I read that and I think of being of service. And so, you know, we can always kind of talk or think that we want to help and do different things, but think of something that you're really passionate about. You know, if there is some cause that you love, or maybe it's stepping out of your comfort zone, doing something at your children's school, or volunteering in some different aspect of life. But I love that because I think when we start to really get out of our comfort zone and live as if Jesus did and be of service to other people, it is a very humbling experience and can help us when we're dealing with pain and grief and sorrow. It can, you know, when we put the focus on somebody else, when we're giving, we're getting so much back in return. And I'm sure you've heard that before, and it's extremely true. So that would be my lesson for you, or advice if you're even looking for any advice. But, you know, I found that when I start talking on these podcasts, it seems like every person gets a little bit something different out of it. Today, for whatever reason, I felt like this message was completely on my heart. As I mentioned at the top of this, I was not planning to even record at all today, but just given light of some situations and heaviness that I know that's going on in the world and that I know and see within my own friends and family and my own personal life, just that I think we all could use this encouragement. And I just absolutely believe in you. And when I've recorded that intro and outro, I mean, I have been praying for you. I pray every day for the women that I'm going to come in contact with and touch. And just my end goal and mission is to spread stories and inspiration and hope so that any woman that is facing an unplanned pregnancy, she can come here and meet other women and just know that she's not alone. And I'm finding that some of the women I'm helping, they aren't necessarily pregnant, which is just really amazing. And I'm evolving myself just kind of in terms of what I think, but my heart and my mission here is to just make sure that every person that is going through a difficult time, but really in particular a pregnancy, that she is not alone, her life is not destitute. Come here and just listen to other stories of women and how they have overcome. And so the last couple of weeks, my major focus has been on ensuring that everybody in the state of Missouri, where my home state is, that all of the pregnancy centers here in Missouri are aware of this podcast and that they are sharing it. Just even yesterday, I was on a call. I was on a call. I don't know if anybody reads Bob Goff, but there's several books that he has, but Everybody Always. I was on the phone with somebody from his the teen ministry, and she's in California, and she and I had just the most lovely conversation yesterday. And their work is to help women, teens in particular, that have had their baby, and really just helping them by providing housing and getting them on their feet, and then getting them their education so that they can go on and have just amazing businesses. And so as I was on the phone with her and she's sharing and what I can do and how we can really just serve and help one another, now my plug is I'm just always making sure that the podcast is shared. So my ask for you is, you know, grab this link and just share it with anybody that you might think that might enjoy this. Or if you do have anybody that works in particular, working with women that are facing unplanned pregnancies, I just ask that you please share the details of the Unplanned Mom School with them, in particular the podcast. And so, you know, I just, for whatever reason, this mission is on my heart, and God's placed it here, and it's been here for a really long time. And I quit acting about 10-ish years ago, after I had my couple miscarriages, and life got really hard, and I just fell into that trap of all of the shoulds. You know, I should be working, I should be doing this, I shouldn't do that. I don't even know. I mean, I do know I got depressed at that time, and so I gave up, and I was tired. I was volunteering a lot when I could at pregnancy centers, and was blogging. That was my thing at the time, was blogging. I wrote my first ebook at that time on Plan No More, a step-by-step guide on how to handle unplanned pregnancy. But, and all of these things were there. And, you know, I just kind of fell into the entrapment of, I don't even know. I just fell by the wayside, and I let that depression really get a hold of me and just kind of started settling in life. And so I think that's why these scriptures for encouragement are just such a good reminder, even now, after all those years, and as we're looking ahead and getting ready to close out 2022, and just really trying to prepare ourselves to soar. So if you don't know what the soar information is, be sure to check it out on the website. But that's really at the heart of everything. So again, just really, if you could share this with anybody. And I'm going to wrap up here now, because I could just keep talking forever. I feel just this overwhelming sense of just sharing and belonging. And that's what I want here at the Unplanned Mom School. It's a special place. And as I network and I'm talking to people, I always say that the business is in the very early infancy stages. And just how fitting is that, you know, given that I love babies and I love what they represent, and just the absolute love that God can give us when these little tiny humans are created in their mother's womb, and we get to hold them and meet them and raise them and bring them up here in the world. They're just such a blessing. And just absolutely want to help and inspire every single mama that is listening, no matter where she's at and what she's going through, that you are going to get through it. You're going to get through it. She's going to get through it. We're all going to get through it. And again, just think of love, letting others voluntarily evolve. So right now you are evolving. The person you're going to share this podcast with, they are evolving. We're all evolving. But at the end of the day, you know, if we're all standing here in love, I don't think we can do much wrong. So if this resonates, you know, message me. I always love hearing back from people. It's been a while since I've done a solo episode. So it's always just kind of fun to hop on here and just kind of share from the top of my heart and talk to you guys. So I just love you very much. And thank you so much for being a part of this, at the beginning stages of the Unplanned Mom School and where it's going and what we're doing and the mission. It's just really exciting stuff. So with that, I just hope you have a fantastic November. Here it's November. I'm recording this now. It's November 2nd, 2022. So my goodness. But much love, many blessings, and I will catch you next week. Okay, my sweet mamas, if you're tuning in and have got a friend's name that just keeps bubbling up at the top of your head as you've been listening to this episode, go ahead. I want you to grab that link, copy and paste it, and shoot them a quick text and just tell them that you are thinking of them. You know, after all, we're all here to help each other. And if this episode resonated with you, there's a pretty good chance that something in it will resonate with them as well. This show is for you, so do me a solid. Go ahead, share it with that one person that comes to mind so we can spread the love to all of our sisters. And if you really, really loved it, it would mean the world to me if you would leave a review. All right, thank you, my sweet friends. Thanks so much for tuning in. I will see you all next week. And if you need any more inspiration between now and then, come on over and check us out on TikTok. See you soon.